2 years of borderline non-existent law enforcement in Josephine County was not enough to persuade voters to raise their property taxes to pay to put deputies back on the job. For the third time since 2012, a public safety levy was shot down, this time by a vote of 52% to 48%. Josephine County Sheriff Gil Gilbertson says the decision could lead to another jail closure.
Our jail, the way it's structured, the way it's designed, I need a minimum staff of 21 people. If we fall below that, we're seriously looking at either reducing our jail beds to maybe 30 and or closing the jail.
2 years ago, failure of a levy led to dozens of inmates being turned loose from the county jail. Until the city of Grants Pass ponied up about $1 million last year, police and the county seat had to cite and release nonviolent offenders because there was no jail space available. City officials have said that funding was a one-time stopgap that's unlikely to be repeated. Sheriff Gilbertson says the levy's failure also means the county's juvenile justice facility will remain closed, and the two deputies currently on daytime patrol during the week won't be getting reinforcements. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.